Okay, so let's move now into back into a more meditative space. Again, just close your eyes, come into your own space. Just make the transition back into the more meditative part of the group. Be aware of your breath, be aware of your body. And be aware of your body as the bridge between the inside and the outside. So as you close your eyes and as you gather your senses inwards, your body is the literal bridge between the outside and the inside. So being aware as you breathe of your sense of your five senses. So being aware of the sense of touch, being aware of your body's contact with the ground or the seat. Be aware of breath moving your body. Be aware of the contact between your clothes and your skin. Be aware of the sense of hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing other sounds in your room or environment. Letting hearing join together with touching. So hearing and touching. Letting the senses mingle together. So hearing the sound of my voice as an aspect of touch. Listening into the sensation between your body touching the chair. Letting hearing join with touching. Being aware of the sense of seeing. With your eyes shut, you may be able to see greyness or blackness or vague shapes or colours. Or you may see very vivid colours or images. Being aware of the sense of seeing. Letting seeing join with touching and hearing. So as you listen, seeing through the ears, seeing with the body. Listening to what you see, touching what is seen. Letting seeing, hearing and touching weave themselves together. As you deepen your sense of presence. As you breathe in, being aware of the sense of smell. Smelling the room, smelling the air. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing and touching. Smelling sound. Smelling vision. smelling contact. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing, and touching. As you deepen your sense of presence. Being aware of your mouth and your tongue, and being aware of the sense of taste. Tasting the moment, tasting experience. Being aware of any aftertaste in mouth and tongue from eating or drinking. And then letting tasting combine with the other four senses. Tasting sound and vision, tasting contact. Tasting the smell of things, tasting the moment. Letting the senses fold together, combine together. Moving into the sixth sense of gnosis, of deep knowing. Moving inwards and downwards into the deep. Letting your senses unfold into the deep place. Touching the deep. Tasting it, smelling it, seeing it, hearing it. Opening the inward senses, like the opening of a flower, like the opening of a blue lotus. And as the senses open fully and stabilize, you find yourself standing on the banks of the River Nile, on the western bank, looking towards a great mountain with a peak and a number of quite convoluted valleys coiling around it. In front of you, there is a path. You feel the heat of the sun upon you. You smell the dryness of the air. You smell the heat of the stone. And you hear the stillness of the western desert. And if it is right for you, you follow the path, walking into the west. Coming to the Horned Mountain. Now called Karna, but once called Meretsaga, the place of silence, the place of the Lady of Silence. At the base of this mountain, of red sandstone, there is a small cleft in the rock, and arising out of the rock we dimly see the shape of a cow's face. This is the ancient shrine of Hathor. The Lady of the Western Hills. And as we walk towards it, we realize this is a path that many have walked before us. And we feel ourselves connected to those men and women who have walked this path. And as we pass into the cleft and start to descend the stairs, we feel the welcoming presence of the Lady of the West. And as we descend into the small cave, right in front of us, there is a great fresco of a beautiful cow stepping out of the mountain. And as we look at that fresco, we are drawn into it. And it is as if we are taken into her body. We are seen and held and taken into her so that she carries us as she walks deeply into the mountain. And with every step she takes, it is as if we become younger, stepping backwards through our life, with every step that Hathor takes, we walk back through the years, through the brightnesses and the darknesses of our days. Moving step by step to our own place of beginning. And after what seems a great age, the goddess stops and stands. And there's a great squeezing and surging. And we find ourselves emerging from her body. Made new. Changed. And in that moment of transition, we find ourselves in a garden. And we become aware that this is our garden. In a way that this is the garden of our own soul. Garden built of will, imagination, effort, and experience. Spend a moment and explore the garden that you have made. Notice the soil, notice the plants. Notice the animals that live in the garden. Notice how it is irrigated. Notice the tree at the center of the garden. This is Pardes. This is the garden that you have built. Sit for a moment and contemplate the garden. Contemplate the life within the garden. Contemplate your life. Feel the gentle and protective presence of Hathor, helping you to understand the mystery of the garden that is yours, the Pardes, the paradise that you have made, with its brightness and its darkness, fertility and barren places. And at last stand with the tree in the center of the garden. Be the tree of life in the midst of the garden. Feel the energies of the garden all around you. Feel your roots going deep into the earth. Feel your branches extending into the heavens. Be the living tree in the midst of the garden. And gradually, let the images fade, both visual and sensory experiences. Let them fade. Come into the inner stillness of the body, bringing with you the sense of the mountain, the sense of Hathor, and the sense of the garden of your own soul. Be aware of yourself sitting in your room, sitting on the chair or the wall, the floor, and allowing your senses then to bridge. So as you become aware of sitting in the chair, you become aware of sound in the room and the sound of my voice. Smell and taste the air of the room. And when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes and look at the image on your computer screen. Connecting here to there.